At least 16 schools in 6 school districts in California are currently slated to close or be merged, including Henry J. Kaiser Jr. Elementary School in the Oakland Unified School District. Dozens more are slated to be co-located with charter schools. That's according to a new report from UC Berkeley and Holy Names University, titled Standing Up for Students. The closures are a concern for parents and public health officials like Stracy Gordon. She's a nurse and parent of children in the Oakland Unified School District. She says closing schools will increase student density, making social distancing more difficult when kids return to school.
Permanently closing schools and cramming students into fewer schools next year will put our children and teachers at grave risk. We need to allow our children and teachers to socially distance, which has proven to slow down the spread of COVID-19. As a frontline healthcare worker and a parent of 2 school-aged children, I believe we need an executive order from our governor to pause all planned permanent school closures and mergers in the state of California.
A letter signed by a dozen public health professionals and over 100 parents, students, and teachers calls on California Governor Gavin Newsom to place a moratorium on such measures for the remainder of the pandemic. According to an analysis by the Advancement Project, the schools affected by closures and mergers are almost all majority Black and Brown schools. Chris Ringwald is the Director of Research and Data Analysis at Advancement Project California. He says communities that are being hit hardest by the pandemic shouldn't also have to face inequitable treatment when it comes to education.
We didn't look at why each school was closed or merged. And you know, maybe the decisions, you know, were warranted. But at the system level, we're seeing that system-wide, these closures and mergers are disproportionately affecting Black and Latinx communities. And that's, you know, that's not right. So something about our system at least needs to change. And I think, especially in this time of the pandemic, we want to see more equal or equitable outcomes, especially for the communities that are hardest hit by the pandemic.
School districts usually justify school closures and mergers for fiscal reasons, saying that reducing the number of schools will save money. But according to the Standing Up for Students report, the process of school closures ends up costing money, in part because of the cost of moving equipment and renovating new locations. The report also lays out legal reasons for halting school closures. Dan Siegel is a civil rights attorney. He says school closures and mergers are undermining parents' constitutional rights.
Going back 100 years, literally 100 years, the United States Supreme Court has ruled on several occasions that parents have a constitutional right to oversee the education of their children. And when school districts are closed down, public meetings do not exist, and school boards are making these decisions in isolation, they are violating the constitutional rights of parents.
Governor Newsom announced a plan to phase in the reopening of businesses, schools, and childcare facilities in the state. He says schools will potentially start the next school year as early as July or August. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.